Hello, friends. On today's show, alchemy is real. Kinda. There's a fella who wants to talk to you. A dry cleaner cleans at Ford, and a traveling lady gets a dog, and she doesn't even like dogs. That's coming up. Jessica, please give us the intro.
We all need that one friend, don't we? The one that, no matter how crazy things get around us, always has some good news to share? Hey, what if you had two friends like that? That's twice the good times. On the rocks, not for long, because everything sounds better when you're two beers in. Now, here are your hosts, Brett Weaver and Monica Ballard.
Full-bodied paragraphs.
Yes, they are.
Just like a beer.
They're not large.
No.
They're fluffy.
That's what they are. They're big boned.
They're
big boned paragraphs.
As you are.
Paragraphs.
Boy, it is very boisterous here.
It is. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to Two Beers In, a podcast where we go to strange places that sound much like our podcast, and then don't do their podcast, but do our own podcast in their place.
Yes. All will be revealed.
Literally in their place.
Yes.
Yeah. I am your host, Brett Weaver. I'm enjoying a Hairy Man Hefeweizen.
Sure.
Did I get it right?
No, yes. No. Actually, I got you a No Way in Hellas.
Oh, no.
I forgot.
No wonder it didn't taste like a wheat.
That's how long in line I waited.
She went away.
Hey, does it taste like a free beer?
Yes. Oh, is that what it is?
Yes, it is.
Fantastic. Before I introduce my co-host, or just point at her so she could say it,
yes.
We're here at Third
Level Brewing Company.
In Round Rock, Texas.
Right next to Texas Kolaches.
Yes, right off of Palm Road.
Palm Valley Boulevard.
Yeah, it's off 79.
Yeah.
Yeah. Traffic was horrible.
Which we all love. We love 79,
was
don't we?
Horrible. We actually had someone here from who was it that was here?
We had Brian Eisenberg from the Rock Solid podcast.
Yes.
And from the Round Rock Chamber.
Yes. They were here. So those people were here, and that's why we're here. But look who's over there.
Hey, it's me. It's Monica Ballard, your co-host.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a shandy that actually turned out to be quite much darker than I expected a shandy to be.
Okay.
So when they poured it, I was like, that's a shandy?
That doesn't look lemony.
Okay.
Is it lemony?
No. I think our definitions are a little crossed.
Maybe it's something else.
Yeah, they said.
Isn't a shandy like lemonade?
I would expect
beer?
That's what I expected.
Yeah.
Was your pedestrian shandy. But it's still good.
It's walking around shandy.
It's walking.
I got an explanation of a shandy in New Zealand that is basically a very light beer mixed with Sprite. So the drunk people don't realize they're not drinking as much as they used to.
That's fair.
This is not that.
And just that's talking, it's my buddy Doug.
Hey,
Doug.
Hey, you're over there.
Yep.
Cool. I have a no chance in Hellas, just like Brett.
Yeah.
yours wasn't free.
No.
And ladies and gentlemen, let me see if I can do this right. Let's pray to God
hurry,
I do this.
Before she falls asleep.
Interview alert.
Hey. It is my lovely wife, fresh from the tornado fields of Oklahoma, E.K. Weaver.
Yay. Hello. I am having a non-alcoholic upside-down golden ale, and it is very tasty.
Very tasty. Now, is it like hoppy or?
It just tastes like a regular golden ale.
Tastes like a beer.
They have a non-alcoholic IPA, too, which is, I told the guy at the bar, I said, this is the best NA beer I've ever had.
And he was like?
And he was like,
cool.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Are you going to pay?
And well, I said, pew!
we're going to be talking about four stories.
Well, let's talk about how we came to be here.
Do it.
So I got a text from Brian Eisenberg that said, hey, I just interviewed a guy from Third Level Brewing, and he's a podcast called Three Beers In.
Oh.
And I was like, that is one beer too many.
Yes, it is.
I'm sorry. I have to. And, I met Clint earlier this evening. Very, very nice guy. Welcomes us. They've got their own podcast studio in the back.
But we're not recording.
But we're not.
In a podcast
no,
studio.
We're
no,
not.
No, no, no.
We're
no.
in the middle of it.
We're with the normal folks.
That's right.
We're here with the hoi polloi.
The hoi polloi.
I think you're playing Magic the Gathering. Are you sure they're the normal folks?
They're the polloi.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
There's a kid at the bar playing a video game on a big screen here.
Yep.
So he's staying
he's
out
doing
of trouble.
Shots and playing the game.
That's it.
Nine years old.
We have table games here.
Getting it done.
And there's a food truck out there serving tacos and
tacos.
Stuff. Tacos.
Gonna get some tacos.
But, it's a diverse clientele.
Yes.
I kind of like the Neo Chia Pet Pokemon over there. That's kind of interesting.
I did a little bit of an ego search, and they had a Full Metal Alchemist character on the side of the building. So.
Yes.
I can say, I was in that.
Oh, man.
I mean, like a character that died immediately. But, no, you know,
but still, you were there.
I was still in it, and you weren't.
And you were reincarnated into a cat.
Yes. That was a different show.
Okay.
We're going to tell you four stories like we always do. The first one is quite a fluffy story, I guess.
So it seems.
So, fulfilling the dream of medieval alchemists, physicists turn lead into gold, after all.
On purpose?
No, accidentally.
Oh, that still counts.
Yep. Physicists working at the Large Hadrian Collider.
Wait.
In Switzerland.
The Hadrian Collider?
Yes.
The world
Not
famous
the small
one. No, the large.
Not the one that should have happened in Waxahachie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
There was going to be a large collider
here in Texas.
In Texas, but then some people got upset.
The country folk said, ain't no way that's going to happen.
It was during the 90s budget cuts. They axed it suddenly.
And they filled it with concrete. They were almost done with the tunnel part.
They could have turned it into an underground raceway, which those people totally would have loved.
That's what I said.
Hey, Elon Musk may be listening. Watch out.
Okay.
While studying electromagnetic disassociation,
And
beam losses in the LHC, scientists observed that lead atoms transform into approximately 86 billion atoms of gold. But don't get too excited. This nugget was microscopic, weighing less than a trillionth of a paperclip. Still, the experiment definitely proves that fundamental transformations of metals are possible without smashing particles at super high speeds.
So you're saying your DD&D character just has to pull out his bag of super collider?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just a trick. It's not magic. It's just a trick. I'm going to skip through because that's pretty much what we wanted to know.
That was the story.
Yep.
Next.
Beyond the alchemic, am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Alchemical novelty. These results are significant for theoretical physics.
How so?
Well, this guy stated on the release, the results also test and improve theoretical models of electromagnetic dissociation.
Well, of course.
Which beyond their intrinsic physics interest. This is cracking me up now.
It was nice knowing you, Brett.
Are used to under... Can I get some Indian words that I need to pronounce?
I like how your tongue
it's
is
later.
Trying to
it's
strangle
later.
You.
It comes later.
They're used to understand and predict beam losses that are a major limit on the performance of the LHC and future colliders. They're going to make more.
Don't do it.
Yeah. And then it just goes on to say the idea of turning lead into gold has captivated humans for millennia. Yeah, I can say more, but again, that's enough.
I turn lead into gold every day.
How do you do that?
When I get my pencil out and I write great copy.
I thought this was about to turn an early Patreon thing. No. How do you turn lead into gold? Well, by going.
Go to Patreon.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool.
It is.
I like the audio format and the nod.
I'm curious to what, how much energy it would take.
More than it's worth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to understand how they actually measured a trillionth of a paperclip weight.
Well, if they can do individual
items. Well, I guess if they know the weight of a paperclip.
Right. They put a paperclip right next to it.
It's like, is it there? Did you put it there? Did you put it there?
What they did was they put a paperclip on the thing and they weighed it.
Yeah.
And then they did the thing, but on top of the paperclip.
Yeah, there we go.
And then they weighed it
again. Like when you're trying to weigh your cat.
Yep.
You weigh yourself and then you pick up the cat and you do the math.
Right. But so it was a 300-pound guy.
Yeah.
And he went without the paperclip and then with the paperclip.
Exactly.
Yes.
I think that's all
perfectly clear.
Yes.
As clear as this shandy.
Yes. Yeah,
it serves you right trying to learn science from us.
Here's a nut. You want to take the next story?
Sure.
Okay.
Because I like all the names.
Oh, did I do that to you?
Oh, no.
Are they easy?
They're easy names.
Okay. That's the only reason.
Paul Jenkinson, a retired social worker from Canada, is spending his retirement. Sorry, there's this word, retirement. I don't think I understand what that means.
I don't either.
Much like he spent his career by listening to people. He's currently on a cross-Canada tour, setting up two folding chairs and a small wooden table, ready to listen to anyone about anything. He calls it being stranger on the airplane. Good listening is a rare skill, one that was central to Jenkins' work as a registered social worker in Nova Scotia.
Oh.
And as a spokesperson for Advocates for Care of the Elderly. His current endeavor, dubbed I Will Listen, isn't an event. It's a simple setup. But it's coming to towns across Canada.
Nice.
I'm there as a fellow human to make connections, Jenkinson told the Canadian Broadcasting Company's News As It Happens.
As it happens.
I just create a safe space for them, a little like being a stranger on an airplane that you're never going to see again.
Nice.
Many people who would appreciate a chance to talk to someone who isn't a therapist or a family member, I can see that.
Or a bartender.
Yeah. Jenkinson notes that people who don't usually approach him right away, I think they're curious for sure. Who is this older man? People go back and forth a few times surreptitiously, as it were, getting some courage to come and sit down.
I wonder if he sees them and he goes, ha-ha, my demographic right there.
He adds that conversations aren't always about struggles. Sometimes people want to share things they are proud of or good deeds they've done. And there are no time limits, no forbidden topics, no charge, no pressure.
No recordings.
No recordings.
Yeah.
Try coming on here and telling your troubles. Forget it. Everything shared is confidential unless the speaker intends to harm themselves or others.
Nice.
Jenkinson is also something of a nomad. He doesn't have a home but is financially secure. Canada, and travels wherever he's invited. He's currently in Nova Scotia, heading next to Prince Edward Island, with a loose plan to reach British Columbia by winter.
Yeah, just a nice guy sitting going, come on, man.
Talk to me.
What do you got?
Yeah.
How can I help?
I love it.
Prince Edward Island to British Columbia is a big hike.
Yeah,
it's all the way across.
It is. Yeah. I would be hard pressed to leave Prince Edward Island. It is gorgeous.
It is pretty.
I've never been there.
I saw most of it. Had some fine meals there, but I was riding with my business partner at the time, and he was making me read a book that we were trying to rewrite.
Homework.
And every now and then he'd say, Monica, stop reading. Come on, MB, take up, look around at this beautiful scenery. And I said, I can't. Someone's making me read this goddamn book.
Let's talk about dry cleaners.
Sure.
You want to take that one, or do you want, wait? Does that have hard names in it?
Yes, it does.
Oh, then I'll take this one. Just because I'm not doing it on purpose. That's just to be clear.
Batting it back to you there, Brett.
Yep. The owner of a dry cleaner in California is offering a helping hand to those seeking employment, ensuring they look their best for job interviews. Inspired by conversations with other dry cleaners about community giving, aha, here's the name. Ali Shirkhodai. Shirkhodai.
Nailed it.
I think that is it. Shirk, yeah. Shirkhodai.
Shirk gonna die.
Remember?
Oh, it looks, does look like that, yeah.
Shirkhodai. Owner of Lux Cleaning and Alterations in San Jose, decided to offer free speedy cleaning and pressing services to any unemployed customer heading to a job interview. Shirkhodai sees his pro bono work as a way to infuse his career with kindness. I think that it will definitely give them some hope that the community they live in cares about them, he told the San Jose Spotlight. It's not about just getting, it's about giving. That's the part that brings all of us joy. Having immigrated to the United States from Iran in 1986 with a degree in molecular biology, Ali initially struggled to find work. When white-collar opportunities didn't materialize, he started the cleaners, which became a successful business in Silicon Valley. About 5 to 10 people each week take advantage of his generous offer. Recently, a woman who received a free shirt pressing for a tech company interview returned to tell Shirkhodai she got the job. She later left a 5-star Yelp review saying, "I definitely felt the love of my community." Ali and his team were even more excited than she was. Yeah, because, I mean, a 5-star Yelp review.
Sure.
Nice. San Jose Spotlight described Shirkhodai as embodying a strong immigrant work ethic. He can complete tasks in 4 days that other tailors might take 4 weeks to finish. And he expertly cleans intricate items like Indian saris and wedding dresses. He does it all with a smile, hoping his customer will pay the kindness.
You know, there has to be a certain advantage of being a dry cleaner with a background in molecular biology.
Yeah, you would think.
Yeah. It's kind of like, okay, we're just going to break this stain down to its molecular elements right here.
What chemicals should we use?
Exactly.
He's like, I know just the one.
This one's bad. Get the tweezers.
Yeah. And then I'm going to fix this hem. Yeah, that's really cool. I love that there are people that are giving back.
Especially immigrants.
Yes. I was a little worried about this story because I was feeling like it might be, what was it? What was the thing I call it? The orphan crushing machine. Like, I was worried this might be an orphan crushing machine story.
Those are fun. You got to try them.
Yeah. I've told you about that.
Yeah. I know that meme.
Yeah.
Wait, do you know him?
Hi, Brett Weaver. Have we met?
Oh, she knows him.
Oh, that wife.
All right, Monica, take it home.
All right. Stray dog rescued from the streets visits dozens of countries with woman who, quote, never liked dogs.
Never liked dogs.
Heike Pimgruber, a name I will cherish.
That's a great name.
That is a great name. Heike Pimgruber.
Pimgruber.
A former German camerawoman who never liked dogs is now traveling the world on foot and by bike with a remarkable companion, Butch.
Oh.
A street dog she rescued. Butch, an Australian cattle dog, one of the best kinds of dogs.
They are pretty
ever.
Good. They're pretty good.
Has become one of the most well-traveled canines on the planet, accompanying Pimgruber on her global explorations. Mm. Pimgruber spent decades as a camerawoman for ZDF, Germany's largest broadcasting station, before deciding to hit the road permanently 12 years ago. Her travels have since taken her to over 104 countries on all inhabitant continents.
Mm.
Before Butch, Pim Gruber's experiences with dogs weren't positive. She'd even been chased by them during her travels, fostering a strong dislike. However, her perspective changed during a break in a beach hut in Baja, California.
Nice.
In 2021, while cooking grilled chicken, a meek stray named Max appeared. A friend convinced her to let him stay, and the next day Max returned with two friends. like you do.
They weren't dogs.
These three strays gradually helped her overcome her fear of dogs, preparing her for a life-changing encounter. Mm. I never really liked dogs when I was a kid, but from that first moment I had little Butch in my arms, I knew he was mine now, and I couldn't believe how I felt.
Now, what did Butch say?
She chose Butch from a litter of seven flea-ridden puppies that were about to be abandoned.
Rude.
Despite the uncertainties and added responsibilities of traveling with a dog, she looked at Butch and knew what she wanted to do.
Aww.
He's my best friend. I love this guy to death, and it's awesome. Australian cattle dogs are a tough breed. They're basically made for the outdoors, and Butch does not know any other way. Mm. He only knows life on the road, and we're connecting footsteps nearly every day. Mm. So where are some of the places they've gone? Oh, well, let's see. They rode a motorbike through Arizona,
nice.
Central Mexico. They canoed in New York and Vermont and used a tuk-tuk to explore Chile and Argentina.
Wow.
They flew to Madrid, Spain, and Pim Gruber returned home to Germany for the third time in 12 years. Boat to Greece, Spain, Andorra, France, Italy. Woo! And despite being a solo female traveler, Pim Gruber emphasizes the safety of her travels. About 99% of the people are nice, and overall, I've had some great encounters with people, mm-hmm. even though there have been some bad experiences and moments as a solo female traveler.
But I shot him dead.
It's a safe world to travel in general, unless, of course, you go to a hotel In Fort Worth, where you might be pickpocketed.
Yes.
As unfortunately.
Which we'll be talking about later.
Yes. But you know what sucks about being pickpocketed?
You can't give money to people.
You can't give money to people.
I mean, but if you could.
Yeah.
Who would you give it to?
Patreon?
Oh, you'd give it to Patreon?
Well.
I would like to say... Not Patreon, but give money to us
through Patreon.
By going to patreon.com/2beersin, where you can join us, subscribe, get extra episodes like the one we're going to talk about this week. We'll be talking to EK about some of her travels.
You want to hear that?
We all want to hear that.
Yes.
But you... won't get to hear that unless you're a subscriber.
That's right.
So you can do it that way. You can also send us money through PayPal, Venmo, all the things. twobeersin@weightlesspod.com, which is also the place where you can send us email and tell us how cool and handsome we are.
Please do.
I need that.
Sweet, sweet validation.
Yes. Thank you for being a member. Thank you for just listening to us.
Yes.
We're glad to serve this part of the Two Beers Drinking community. That want to hear positive stories. We're niche. They're like, four beers? No.
I didn't
realize.
Three beers?
That's a different podcast.
It's a different podcast. Yep. You got to talk to Clint about that.
That's right. But if you are a two beer drinker,
that's right,
and then like to hear positive stories.
Here's the thing I want to know from Clint.
Okay.
Did he initially want to call it Two Beers In and found out there was already a Two Beers In podcast?
It's possible.
And he thought, yeah, well, all right, we're just going to have to up it to three beers in then.
I'm guessing it's because it's third level brewing.
I know that.
To bring that up.
I know that when I picked out Two Beers In, I noticed there were other Two Beers In,
yes,
but they hadn't been played in like 4 years. And so I was like, then Two Beers Austin.
Yeah, Two Beers In.
Almost like we're almost like we're a franchise.
Yeah, right. Man, they have a lot of this podcast out there.
That's right.
So for our final, our little toony tune that we're going to play.
our toony tune. Man, that's a good beer.
I've been, you know, listening to the funky jazz groups, which I've just really, these sound walls of sound that I've really been enjoying. And I found this group called, did you see the name of it?
I did.
Do you know how to say it?
I do not.
Okay. So it's like, you know how it's essay, like in Spanish for boss?
Right.
Well, this is kind of like that, but it's MFA.
MFA. I have one of those.
Exactly. And so do all the members of this band.
There we go.
She was in the Octagon?
Out of Brooklyn. It's an eight-piece band, mostly horn-based, out of Brooklyn. And they got this song that the drum beat is going to mess with your head.
All right.
And it's just really good wall of sound horns. I loved it. The song is called Sunspat. They have these infectious grooves, and if you go to their concerts, they make you dance. Now, like, I'm not saying they say dance or we're going to.
Dance.
It makes you dance.
Okay.
So before I hit the button and turn down the thing,
yes,
I have been Brett Weaver. I have enjoyed a
no chance in hellas.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, and I will probably be having maybe the sour later.
I'm Monica Ballard. I've been having a shandy that really was an unexpected dark shandy.
Yes.
And I'll probably switch over to a cider or something like that to lighten things up.
And there was Doug that was chiming in as well.
And I have a no chance in Hellas.
Oh, well, there we go. And my lovely,
the lovely and
beautiful, just off the road wife.
She does not look road hard and put up with.
Wow.
Yeah. No. That. She looks delightfully refreshed.
I was going to say something so
no,
wrong.
Stop.
Go ahead,
stop.
Baby. What are you drinking?
I am having an upside down golden ale.
Are you going to have another one or are you going to do something
else? I already had the Run Wild IPA earlier.
And how was that?
It was very good.
Okay.
I think I like it a little better.
Okay, great.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. And we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.